Welcome to the conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning and afternoon and evening, Beth Ann.
That's Valentine's Day music, eh?
It certainly is.
Well, yeah, enjoy it. Well, here we are. It's our very first show in our new time slot. It's also the 6th anniversary today of the conversation.
Starting our show, that's right. Made it this far, didn't we?
We did. Well, we're going to see how far our county councils intend to make it in this next year or so. And we are starting off with a look at what our county councils are reviewing as they are heading into another year with us, too. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, well, welcome. As we mentioned, we like to tie our islands together with information about what's happening in Hawaii or about our state. Today, we're going to start with a look around the islands at the county councils, and we begin with Kauai County Council Chair Mel Raposo. We spoke yesterday, starting with one of his priorities, a focus on core functions, and I asked him what those core functions are right now.
I think core functions, as it relates to the government operations, is really public health and safety. Obviously, our police and fire functions, solid waste, you know, the management of our landfill, even the recreation facilities, the parks, I believe all of those are core functions that we need to really, really focus on and get back to.
When you say get back to, it sounds as if there's been a deviation from some of that. What do you see as the cause of that?
I think it's, you know, it's the deferred maintenance, I think, in our county, the lack of having maintenance plans, and as we talk about roadways, you know, there's been such a movement to beautify and create, you know, nicer roadways, roundabouts, sidewalks, bike lanes, and we've done that quite well here on Kauai, but we did that at the cost of our roads, and now there's a major backlog of road repairs. There's also a huge congestion problem here on Kauai. Much of it the state's responsibility, as it's the state highways, but moving traffic from around the island is becoming much more difficult because of the congestion. So, you know, again, I think getting back to our basics, getting back to making sure that our internal roadways and our infrastructure is up to par, and that's just roads. We got solid waste. We got a landfill that's near capacity with really no solid plans for a new landfill to be built. We do have a site identified, but you know, I personally don't believe that the new site will be available before the existing site gets filled. I mean, we got water issues, sewer system issues. A lot of our infrastructure is failing, and again, it's, you know, it's because we didn't really prepare and maintain these systems like we should have.
So you've got lots of issues and a finite amount of money. Last week, there was a letter to the editor questioning how monies that were supposed to be going into road repair didn't exactly go into road repair. Have you done a complete audit to see where those monies have gone and what hasn't happened that should have?
The county, the administration, they changed their cycle of paving. They went to a two-year cycle versus an annual cycle, and you know, that's one of the areas that I disagree with. I think we should go back to the annual paving schedule. They feel that economies of scale, and if we do it every 2 years, we get a better bang for our buck. I don't believe that the monies went anywhere else. It's just that it was tied up until we could get the contractors in to do the paving. But yeah, there was a two-year period of no paving, and that really set us back quite a bit.
Do you bring in enough money to be able to maintain an annual schedule that would be to your satisfaction?
I believe we do, but now we're playing catch-up, so it's creating a problem where the monies that we do have allocated for road repairs simply not enough to catch up with the backlog and then pave the current schedule. So
how do you catch up without making taxes an issue? In other words, asking people to pay more?
Again, for me, it's really foregoing the what I call the beautification projects, foregoing the what I call the fluff projects, and focusing back and generating our energies and our resources all to our current infrastructure. And unless we're looking at raising a lot of taxes, the old cliche, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So we cannot constantly go out and seek grants for new projects when we can't maintain the projects that we currently have.
One of those projects that you brought up a moment ago is the Kekaha landfill. How close to capacity is it right now?
I believe it's about 6 or 7 years. They're working on an expansion right now, a lateral expansion that'll give us an additional 10 or so. But that's all contingent on the state approving the expansion. We all know that with today's environmental regulations and requirements and the community, the need for the community to support the projects, and it's going to take a while to get everything in order before we can start construction on the new site. And, you know, I want to be optimistic. I've been pushing for a new landfill since I first got elected in 02, and it's always been pushed off. Every mayor has left it for the next mayor. Now we're at a crisis where no more can we push this off. It has to be built, and it has to be built soon. And that's my biggest fear right now, is we get into a situation where we're going to require an emergency permit with the state or face some major fines from the Department of Health or the EPAs.
This year at the legislature, as every year that I can remember, there is now another discussion about having a larger percentage of the transit accommodation tax. With the cap that's at, what, currently $103 million, and Kauai gets 14.5% of that, how much more would you think would be a fair share for Kauai to get?
Well, the working group, the task force that was commissioned by the legislature a couple of years ago, came up with a formula of that the counties would share and get 45% of the balance of the TAT funds after they paid out their special funds, the convention center, Turtle Bay, the tourism fund. Based on their recommendations, we should be getting, for this fiscal year, the county should be sharing in $162 million versus $103. That would give Kauai just under $23.5 million, which I believe is what we should be getting. In fact, the State Association of Counties is lobbying and very strongly that we should go to that 45% share, because that is what the task force, using a very analytical approach, came up with, and we have not. In fact, last year they threatened to drop it back to the 93. It's not a very collaborative effort right now between the counties and the legislature. In fact, they managed to sneak in a bill, House Bill 1586, which actually aims to phase out the TAT to the counties in the next 3 years. And no one knew about it. I came across it, and we're pretty shocked that they would even consider doing that. That'll cripple the counties, I can tell you. Now, definitely cripple Kauai. You know, rather than, like I say, be collaborative, work with each other, and try to figure out what that fair number is. No, they've told us. Legislators have told individual council members, you know, that's a fight not worth fighting, and we made a decision that was going to be one of our top issues this session. Right now, their proposal in the bill, House bill, would drop it to $93 million. And next year, it would go to $62 million, and the fiscal year 1920 would be $31 million. That's what the county's share would be. That would take Kauai's portion from $14.9 million all the way down to $4.4 million, about $10.5 million less. That's crazy. I mean, we serve the same constituents. It's the same people. These are taxpayers, and our cost to address the visitor industry here keeps rising. And for the state to even think that this is a practical or logical bill, I'm not sure where this came from, other than they're just, you know, I'll say it, they're just being bullies. And they're saying, hey, counties, you guys want to lobby against us? You want to lobby? You want to be greedy? Then, you know, we'll just take it away. That's how I feel. And I'm speaking for myself, and I'm not very happy about that.
One of the issues that your county is dealing with, as are all counties across Hawaii, is the issue of homelessness. There have been some ideas floated that maybe there should be some tourism tax dollars flowing into that to be able to help with that. You have a relatively small amount of homeless people, about 500, if I'm remembering from the last point in time count. Have you seen other ideas floated just for Hawaii within the county itself that would be very Kauai specific in being able to help those who are homeless?
Yeah, you know, it's really, it comes down to the counties, individual counties and their respective islands. You know, Kauai is different. We're not Honolulu, and we don't have that number of people. But, you know, I think the solutions are somewhat similar. You got to find some shelter, some safe and clean and healthy shelters for these homeless people and get them in a transitional program to get them off the streets. And it's easier said than done. But obviously, without funding, without any type of assistance, it's going to be nearly impossible to get that done. And you know, our, again, for us in the counties, property tax still our only real source of revenue. And you know, how much more can the residents and the homeowners bear going forward? And it's just a very tough predicament to be in.
So do you think that tourism should be putting some dollars toward stemming homelessness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. At some point, if in fact this bill passes, or if some form of this bill passes where our TAT is reduced, someone's going to have to pay that slack. Someone's going to have to pick up that slack. And for the counties to maintain the level of service for our visitors, the visitor industry is going to have to come up with that money, which means the property tax and the resort class and, you know, we'll probably see an increase. You cannot expect the residents of this island to fund the services that will be utilized by our visitors. I don't think that's fair. And it's not fair for the hotels as well. But, I mean, someone's got to pay for it. I guess that's the bottom line. And right now there is a pot of funds called the Transit Accommodation Tax. There is this year, or in 2015, actually, the last number that I have is $421 million. And every news report you read or you see, the tourism is exploding here in Hawaii. We're in that cycle again where, you know, monies are flowing in from the visitors, and the state's going to hang on to that. And I'm not sure how we fund the services here without some of that TAT money.
Mel Raposo is the Kauai County Council Chair. He's also Secretary of the Hawaii State Association of Counties. HB 1586, mentioned by Chair Raposo, is being heard this morning.